You are standing before a silent witness to a specific moment in history, the Illegitian fortress of Els Estinclels. This place experienced a single period of occupation, which faded away in the late 3rd century BC. Covering 2,200 square meters, the settlement rose with remarkable determination. Its complex, carefully designed defenses reveal the site's strategic importance. A barrier-type ditch, a robust wall, a fortified entrance, and a rampart walk that allowed the surroundings to be monitored. Imagine the inhabitants living under the protection of these structures, alert to movements beyond the walls and ready to defend their world. Every stone, every trace in the ground, speaks to us of a time of tension, identity, and resistance. One of the most impressive elements of the defensive system is the barrier ditch. Strategically located at the most accessible point, this ditch was cut into the clay soil with a clear purpose: to halt any enemy advance before it reached the wall. Measuring 5.5 meters wide, 48 meters long, and 1.70 meters deep, this incision in the landscape was not just a trench, it was a statement of resistance. On the side closest to the wall, a retaining wall, the escarp, reinforced the defense, following the line of the cut. On the other sides of the hill, south, east, and north, the natural slope already acted as a living wall. The ditch, however, completely separated the eastern end of the hill, turning the enclosed settlement into a fortified island atop the elevated platform. Before you stretches the second major defensive element, the wall. It is not merely a physical boundary, but the structural backbone of the settlement. The houses are built directly against it, sharing party walls, with the wall itself serving as the back of every home. This arrangement not only optimized space but also reduced construction costs and strengthened the cohesion of the entire complex. The settlement functions like a living organism, carefully planned so that every element serves the overall structure. The wall, ellipsoidal in shape and 1.20 meters wide, embraces the inhabited core like a protective shell. It not only provided defense, it demonstrated a mastery of construction techniques. It was built with large limestone blocks, fitted together with precision. Inside, the fill combines mud and smaller stones, creating a solid and functional structure. The best preserved section is found on the west and southwest sides, where you can still glimpse the strength of this ancient architecture. However, much of the original layout has disappeared over the centuries, dismantled to create agricultural terraces. These remains speak to us of a living architecture, one that adapted to the landscape and, over time, became part of it. A wall that was once a boundary, a refuge, and, ultimately, a memory.